Long for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 28. Today's verses come from Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 28. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we groan that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts know the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. We are pilgrims that walk through the unknown pathways day by day. Every one of us walks through the incomplete pathways that have not been made complete. And the thing that a person who walks through the unknown pathways needs the most is meeting a good guide. We walk through the pathways of presence and towards future, not of the past. We need a good guide, who will guide us through those pathways. It applies equally to individuals and the nations, and that's why we need a good guide, especially in a difficult situation. These days our people have a number of issues that need to be resolved internally and externally. Domestically, we need to work on political and economic stabilization, help resolve the tense relationship between the South and North Korea, as well as a fear of having a war. Internationally, the export market is experiencing difficulty due to the Japanese currency fluctuation, Japan distorting our history and misrepresenting us with an unproved criticism. We require a leader that will help us have an harmonious international relationship. It is the same story with our faith. We are faced with confused stage spiritually. Internally, churches in Korea have not been united and the false religions, the cults are becoming influential. Externally, the religious biases, so-called as religious conflicts, are getting more intense as time goes by. In a time like this, we need a leader that will direct us to the right ways and guide us through these definite pathways. Just at the right time, today is the Pentecost Sunday, which means the coming of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is our guide. Jesus is the pathway towards God. Holy Spirit is a guide that will lead through those definite pathways. Therefore, we need to ask our pathways to the Holy Spirit. The pathway that is led by the Holy Spirit is the safest way and the most peaceful way. So, the happiest moment during our walk with Jesus is the time that experiences the presence of the Holy Spirit. Whether we are walking, talking with someone, the time that experiences the presence of the Holy Spirit, we have a conviction, have confidence, and sense peace. What is presence of the Holy Spirit? Presence of the Holy Spirit is what the saved Christians experience when they have an intimate relationship with God. When we pray, the happiest moment is when we experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. If we look at Hannah in the Bible, when she prayed, her lip moved without making sound. That was the time of experiencing the presence of the Holy Spirit. Look at the prayers that David wrote. Should I strike the Philistines or not? That is the confession that confirms the presence of the Holy Spirit regarding the answers from God. In these kinds of confessions, there were answers from God. In the Bible, the same story applies to Paul and the apostles. On the other hand, we can see how painful and fearful the King Saul's situations were, when there was no presence of the Holy Spirit nor confessions. When Saul's communication with God was blocked, when he could not experience the presence of the Holy Spirit, he was extremely agonized and he felt heavy with worries. King Saul got changed into the civilian clothes, and went to the lady, who was possessed by the evil spirit, and asked for directions to the right way. He felt shame and humiliation only. It is the same with our worship services. We need to have a worship service that experiences the presence of the Holy Spirit, so that it has touch, has joy and has peace. Sometimes, as shown in Malachi chapter 1, it is easy to hold worship services as a mere formality. According to Judges chapter 1, it is also easy to hold worship services that have no core meaning. God said that He seeks the true worshipers, who worship the Father in spirit and truth. Worshipping in spirit and truth is having a worship service that experiences the presence of the Holy Spirit. We need to have presence of the Holy Spirit as we walk in faith more and in depth. As the prayers get fervent, experience greater depth of grace, the relationship with God needs to be more intimate. When we experience the presence of the Holy Spirit, we would call the spiritual wandering the end, and we would not lose our ways of our life. So Jesus is our way to the heaven, and the Holy Spirit is our guide of our pathways. Therefore, ask the Holy Spirit for the right directions. Through the presence of the Holy Spirit, we would be led to the safest pathways in our roads of our lives. In our Christian journey, it is not possible to live a life of faith with our own strength or will. We might have decided to live our lives in faith and tried to walk by faith countless times. But as time passed by, even if we knew that we should not have lived this way, we did not control our way of talking, we could not win over ourselves and our circumstances, and did not overcome the temptations of sinful flows, and we cannot deny the images that are weak and that stumble over from time to time. Jesus' disciples were like that. Even though they confessed that they will love Jesus till the very end, even though everything else betrays him, on the day that Jesus was called to the court, they all fled away. And we see them utterly regretting what they have done. This is also what we are like. Before the disciples experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit, they continuously failed over and over at all times. After they experienced the Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit, firstly, they became confident, which does not even fear death. And also secondly, they had a successful Christian lives in their walk with Jesus and they worked hard with a sense of duty. Thirdly, they confessed that the time they got given, and everything else they possessed and even their lives, that they previously thought as their own possessions, are not of theirs but God's in fact. Fourthly, the tears of grace, tears of prayers, tears that loved the people of God were restored. That's because there was a presence of Holy Spirit. So Jesus is said to be as a pathway to God, and the guide that leads through these pathways is the Holy Spirit. Every single day, we are the pilgrims that go through the pathways that are unknown. The thing that needs the most for a pilgrim that go through the unknown pathways is a good guide, and that is the Holy Spirit. Thus, we need to ask the Holy Spirit for the directions. The Holy Spirit is our guide. The presence of the Holy Spirit has three roles, as shown in today's Bible passages. Number 1, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. Let's read the verse 26. Verse 26 says, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express." Firstly, weakness is a factor that leads us to fall down. Each person has own weakness. Our weakness means not only the physical inability but more fundamental part, which talks about the essential nature of the humans. Weakness is one of the factors that led us to fall down. Some people are weak in controlling their own emotions. A typical character in the Bible is Cain. He became the first murderer of the humankind who killed his brother, as he could not control his anger of his mind. King Saul was like that too. He violently accused others without cause with envy and jealousy. He killed himself. Also, have a look at Samson, who lost control. He was blessed by the Nazarite but he fell asleep on the knees of a trivial lady from a foreign land, Delilah. And he lost his two eyes and became a person who had to work as a millstone grinder. His life turned out to be a complete failure. Also, have a look at Judas, who was weak in controlling his money. He sold Jesus but did not even get to spend that money, and killed himself as he was extremely distressed and cried in great agony. Weakness does not mean all parts are weak. There is a part that is fatally weak when a person gets ill. It does not mean that a person's body parts are all weak and gets a disease, but because of a part that is fatally weak, a whole body falls down. It is the same with our spiritual lives. We do well with all parts, but because of only one or two weak parts, our whole lives fail. Faith is. Number 2. Ask the Holy Spirit for help for our weak parts. Tell God that you have weakness. And ask the Holy Spirit for help. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. So the Holy Spirit is called as a helper. The word helper means a spokesperson, an intercessor, a comforter. In John chapter 14, verse 26 says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and will remind you of everything I have said to you." In other words, the Holy Spirit intercessors, prays for us, for our weakness. Sometimes when we are faced with overly difficult situations, we sometimes get shocked. Suddenly we are faced with the unforeseeable disasters sometimes. At times like this, we do not know how to pray. You will all have some form of these experiences. I had a situation like that. I was involved in a traffic accident in 1979. I was unconscious. After a few hours when I woke up, the nurse asked me, "Do you go to church, sir? Up until now you found consciousness, you've been praying non-stop." But in fact, I did not know anything about it. What I felt that time was that the Holy Spirit helped me in my weakness, and I did not know what to pray and ask for, but the Holy Spirit worked for me and prayed for me. Every one of us might face the urgent issues in life at some stages of our lives. In times like this, the Holy Spirit knows our weakness and willingly prays for us. Therefore, we need to always long for the presence of the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit for help. The Holy Spirit is our spokesperson, an intercessor and a comforter. Also, the Holy Spirit leads us to the center of God's will. Let's read the verse 27 together. "And He, who searches our hearts, knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will." What does it mean by living an upright life? That is stepping out towards the center of God's will. The people who failed to live according to what the Bible says have something in common. When we exceed the authority of God, that becomes a very strong factor that leads to the failure. A prodigal son's failure factor is that he acted against the will of his father and left home. Jonah was disobedient to God's commands and struggled in storms of the sea. The reason that Saul was neglected was that he was against the will of God and did not listen to his commands. Serving God in the right way is living with a heart that focuses on the will of God. But someone needs to lead us to do so. That someone is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads us to the center of God's will. Thus, we need to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, people who were blessed have something in common. They all lived according to the will of God. The good example is Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, it says, "So Abraham left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him." Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. When God called him, according to the words of Jehovah, he left his hometown, Ur of the Chaldees. God appointed Abraham as the ancestor of faith. Likewise with Isaac, Isaac followed God's words and even reached Hill the Mount Moriah. According to the words of God, he obeyed the words of God and even went to deathly places. He seemed foolish, but he followed the words of God and became the heritor of the blessings. Isaac was also the model of Jesus Christ. In Noah's case, according to the will of God, he built the ark for 120 years without fail. That ark later became the blessing that saved his family and himself. The Holy Spirit leads us to the center of God's will. So in John chapter 14, verse 26, it tells us that when the Holy Spirit comes to us, He will teach us everything and everything will come to our minds. "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and will remind you of everything I have said to you." The Holy Spirit looks through our minds. Verse 27 talks about this, "And He, Who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. In this context, search has a meaning which is looks through. In other words, the Holy Spirit looks through our minds. The words from Jesus were almost all about the messages about the heart. When Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees, he looked through the hearts. The Pharisees, that are untrue to yourselves, your insides are like the open tombs, that's how he rebuked them. What does the tomb mean here? In this context, this means external outlook is like covered with grass in a beautiful park, but inside there are rotten, dead bodies. If we look at our external outlook, we go to worship services, we give tithes as offering, and according to the season, we even do fasting. But inside us, our hearts are like our rotten, dead bodies. Jesus rebuked these kinds of hearts. Especially the Holy Spirit looks through our hearts. Our hearts need to be pure. In that way, we can then have a close relationship with and in presence of God. In some ways, the health of our hearts is more important than physical health. If we lose the health of our hearts, our minds will get ill, the society, as well as the deeds. We can sense these if we look at the circumstances that show up these days. When someone commits a wrongdoing, it is not done by hands or feet. But that is something that resulted from hearts sending messages to commit actions. For example, a prostitute has problems in her heart, not on her face or in clothes. But because the heart is corrupted, deprived, and sick, the life becomes corrupted. Dear our family in Christ, the Holy Spirit leads us to the center of the will of God. The Holy Spirit looks through our hearts and sometimes sighs out and also rejoices too. Therefore, we need to long for the presence of the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit controls the heart. Number 3. According to verse 28, the Holy Spirit works for the good of those who love Him. It says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." We need to love God while we live, while we breathe, as long as we have our lives. Every day we're given. Confess the love of God. Korea has a lot of good aspects, but something that lacks is that we do not express our emotions. When Americans leave their homes in the morning, they express their love for each other. They could get bored in saying their love languages, because they express that every day, but they surely express their emotions. We get to know how long they're going to be apart from each other by seeing their expressions at the airport. If they hug for a long time, we know that they are going to be apart from each other for in about a week. But we do love each other, but do not say it out aloud. Especially the men from Gyeongsangdo province are said to be more frugal with their expressions. How about children? Have you had your meal yet? Let's sleep. Don't they only use these three questions? They say that they love each other internally. Can you see them loving each other if they love internally? Love must be expressed. If you love someone truly, love gets shown on face, through eye contact, in languages, and by deeds. So in the Bible, it has been said that God is love. God's love has been shown to us like this, and He loved us even till He gave us His only Son. He blesses the person who loves. In Proverbs chapter 8, verses 17 to 18, He said, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity." God comes to a person who loves Him and has a relationship with whoever loves Him. He gives wealth and prosperity to who loves Him. God wants our love for Him to be our priority. He is the absolute and a creator who created us. Also, do not judge a person carelessly. Because, in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. We should not judge a person from our narrow point of view and only by looking at a limited number of consequences. It is easy to make mistakes if we judge others based on our own point of view only. The exact judgment can only be made by God. Some pathway could be a shortcut towards success, even if it does not seem to be so. The road we are on, at the moment, could be a pathway to blessings, even if it seems that it is a failure and hardship now. We should not judge anyone by looking at the circumstances only. Joseph's situation in the Bible was like this. When he was being sold to Egypt, when he was wrongly accused, and was being sent to the jail, everyone might have thought that everything is going to end for Joseph. But that way, actually, turned out to be a shortcut for Joseph to become the leader of Egypt. Also, let's look at Daniel. He was thrown into the fire, as well as thrown into the lion's cave. Everything seemed to be ending for him completely. But, instead, this became the opportunity for him to witness that God is alive. God is creator of harmony, as in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today is a Pentecost Sunday. A blind man cannot walk even one step without being unstable. Without his walking stick, we must have a guidance of the Holy Spirit, if we were to walk through the pathway of the true faith. If a guide of the Holy Spirit does not exist, our weak selves cannot walk straight. So we need to ask the Holy Spirit for His help. We need to long for the presence of the Holy Spirit. I bless in the name of Jesus, that we will all be able to experience the presence of the amazing Holy Spirit in this Pentecost week. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.